Okay, this is point of order. See, we came in a little bit late, and it happens. Life happens.
Of course,
we're trying to cue up a special song for a special occasion today at Radio Free Brooklyn at New York in New York. We're doing our best, but my Wi-Fi doesn't seem to be working either. So
the Wi-Fi is,
I mean, I guess I could sing the song, but
I don't
really know the song.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay.
I can hear you.
All right.
This is Point of Order.
Well, that's a small studio.
And everybody just hold on 1 second, okay?
We are very professional.
We are
here.
Very professional people.
Why don't you take the time to...
Here it comes. Shut up.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm pressing the button. It's my phone. It's Spotify. I guess my Wi-Fi doesn't seem to be any longer in here. So
why don't I just put it on YouTube and put it up to the microphone?
Don't do that. That's going to sound horrible. One, and two.
We're really dying over here.
We are dying. You know what? Fuck it. The time is past. This is Point of Order. It's been a minute. Hopefully you haven't tuned out yet. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
And I'm Steve McGrath. And I'm about to pull it up because I got to hear this song, goddammit.
Okay.
I told my wife that, you know, I was like, I wanted to do this song, and Joe said okay. So I was like, all right, so you just got to listen to it.
All right. And now it's Linda's here as well. Jay is on his way. He's coming from Philadelphia. His car died. So
it's all going well.
Much like our show, his car is dead. Okay. For those of you that don't know this song, it is Kiss from a Rose by Seal. And we're not going to do this for longer than now.
All right, that was the song.
Steve wanted to do this based on the fact that...
7791, not 7719. Write it down.
My fault. Four numbers.
Ah, yes.
Four numbers are a problem for me.
Apparently.
It is 7791. Damn. That's my fault.
And you gave me such a dirty look.
I did give her a dirty look.
I promise the show's going to be much better from minute eight on.
Yes,
I swear.
Minute three. Okay, so let's really get into it.
Okay.
Jay's on his way. He's coming from New Jersey. His car is broken down. I'm yelling.
You're not sweating.
On cocaine. I swear to God. The Cleveland Cavaliers, everybody.
Yes. You were breathing a huge sigh of relief. All right, Linda, just...
I predicted it.
You predicted it. Okay.
Did I not?
No,
low scoring
you were
game seven?
3-1. I'm sure you were
low scoring games. Did I not predict low scoring game seven?
Linda,
fill
in the pieces for me. I'm just going to go back to game seven night. I'm not there with you, Joe. It's you, and I'm guessing Linda.
No, she wasn't with
you
me.
You not there?
I watched it by
okay,
myself.
Okay, well, I'm sure he filled you in. Just let me know if this is sort of correct. Quarter three, the lead's eight.
Yeah.
Golden State.
Yeah.
Joe's not saying a word.
Nope.
He's grabbing onto his couch.
No.
I
didn't say a word the entire game to anybody.
But you were looking at the TV. You were saying nothing.
Okay.
All of a sudden, J.R. Smith, two threes in a row.
Yes.
Comes back.
Okay.
You start to stand up.
I was clapping.
You were clapping.
You
were clapping for J.R. Smith. That's a story for another time. But anyway, all of a sudden...
Are you aroused while you're doing this?
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
I can just tell. I was just like, Joe, I was like, oh, man, he's out there. He's like, he's flipping out. He's with his fingernails on the couch.
Not.
And then all of a sudden, at quarter four, Kyrie brings it back, and they win the championship. Maurice Spates misses the last shot. And I just imagine you just jumping out of your couch with your hands in the air.
Okay. One, I was really high on edibles, so I was not moving too much.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was clapping.
Uh-huh.
And I was clapping loudly, and I was screaming a little bit. I didn't get up, and
right.
I just texted you guys. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really gloat. I didn't go crazy.
No.
Because personally—
You were down 3-1.
Well, it's not even that. It's that I know fraudulence when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry is a fraudulent basketball player.
With two MVPs and a championship.
LeBron's got three and three. What's your point?
He's also older.
Okay, great. Steph Curry, once you take away the one thing that he does well, which is he really only does one thing well, he's not a good defender. He's not a good perimeter defender. He doesn't do anything but shoot threes, essentially.
He's got a handle.
Okay, he's got handles. Didn't have him in the NBA Finals.
No, he
didn't have anything
when he
in the
did
NBA
the behind
Finals.
The back, when he did the behind the back and went out of bounds, I was like, wow, you really want to lose
this
game.
Do you know he had the one in the top 10 of worst plus minuses ever in the NBA Finals?
Look.
Steph Curry, mm-hmm. And I will say it forever. I said it his first 4 years when he was, in fact, what he is, what he showed you. The league wasn't ready for Golden State last year. And I do believe that the injuries last year to the Cleveland Cavaliers messed everything up for the
sure.
Cleveland Cavaliers. Because I think they would have beat them twice.
Well, that's part of the game, though.
Great. And here's the real part of it.
The Golden State Warriors also had injuries this year.
I find it hard to believe to,
what?
Be,
where?
To be fraudulent.
Where? Steph Curry was out for four games against the Rockets.
Bogut was out.
Bogut's trash won.
Okay.
But he also helped... To defend the hoop.
Oh, great. So did Barbosa. What's your point?
I highly doubt that they are fraudulent because a fraud does not make the finals 2 years in a row.
Really?
No.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Did absolutely.
Okay.
Name a fraudulent team that went back-to-back finals and...
And I still believe they're going to be next year.
I believe the Heat the first year were a fraudulent team. I didn't think they were a great team.
You mean with LeBron's first year?
Yeah, LeBron's first year. I thought they were...
They were the same team that won the championship the year after.
And it takes a year.
Right.
It takes a year. I think we are...
How does that define something as fraudulent if it takes a year?
Because what you're going to have in Golden State next year, you're not going to... First of all, if you're going to sign Kevin Durant, which is going to ruin everything for that team, one. If you're going to do that, which they're not.
I don't think it would ruin it, but I don't think he's going.
It would because you would have three guys taking 42,000 shots, and it wouldn't work. It would just not work out, personally. Steve's got some sort of weird porno playing on his phone right now.
No, it was
a Kiss from a Rose video?
No, the Twitter moments, it was like on that tab there, and it's the UK Labour Party facing major cabinet revolt.
I don't care. So,
what is our Twitter? I never find it.
We have a Twitter?
We do have a tweet. A tweeter.
We have a tweety.
a tweet off.
So.
A twatter.
Back to where I was.
It's Point of Order, NYC. At Point of Order NYC, please.
Please tweet us. We don't tweet, but please tweet us.
We're very bad.
We're very bad at this. So the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think you're seeing the start mm-hmm. of a dynasty. Once they get rid of Kevin Love.
Which they said they won't.
Okay, right.
They said he brought us here.
I know.
We're not going to trade him.
I know.
It was really him at this. Wrestling.
Yeah, belt. He's a weirdo.
What is this?
He's a grown man that likes wrestling. Oops, sorry, Jason.
Well, you can say that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will. I'll say it in 2 minutes, too. But Jason's on his way. I said it before. But the Cavaliers, to me, once they get rid of Kevin Love, and they do what I think they should do, which is trade him to the Boston Celtics for Jay Crowder, Kelly Olynyk, and some picks in there.
Yeah, after the draft that you saw, you realize how much those picks actually mean.
Yeah, they really but they mean a lot. I mean, the Celtics didn't grab Chris Dunn. That's their problem.
Yeah, not...
Jaylen Brown is going to be really good for them.
I mean, he's a shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
What they need.
Of course.
But let's get back to where we were, okay?
The Cleveland Cavaliers,
Cavaliers, to me, once you cut the fat, Kevin Love, Amon Shumpert, mm-hmm. Dellavedova, whatever.
Right.
You cut that fat. Richard Jefferson retired that night.
No, he says he's playing one more year.
I thought he retired.
He said he was thinking about retiring, then he says, I'm going to play one more year.
I can't say I
He said it to her.
He said it to Doris. Jay's here. Can somebody go? Well, it'd have to be Linda. I think.
Can I get the key?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Everybody just hold on.
We have key drama every week here.
It's okay. We're living the dream.
Yeah.
But.
In this very hot room.
Hey, it's okay. It's a hot room. What can you do? Mm-hmm. So to me, the Cleveland Cavaliers get rid of those pieces, the Shumpert, the Dellavedova, and you sign, what about an Austin Rivers to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Didn't Shumpert sign? I mean, it sucks because our stat lady just left to go get our other co-host in.
Yeah.
But didn't he sign a deal? Shumpert has a deal. He's got, I think he's making like $8 or $9 million.
That's insanity.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, with this cap going up,
this is crazy.
That's like nothing.
That's weird. Is that report real? The Joakim Noah report?
You know what? I don't believe anything. I think all those things are leaked out by agents.
Tell our audience.
For some reason... Hey.
Here's a person.
How's it going?
Here's a person. Hello. Loser of bet.
Wait, boy, do I got stories to tell this crowd?
Okay, so he's got all some right stories, but we're
in the middle. What are we? NBA?
Where were we there?
We were going over Joakim Noah's apparently, which I think is agent leaked. I don't think this is an actual thing, but 4 years, $120 million.
4 years, $120 million bucks.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not happening.
But the idea that people like Jeremy Lin are going to make $17 million a year annoys me.
Well,
I'm a better shooter than Jeremy Lin, and I know it.
Yeah, but Jeremy Lin's got more left than Joakim Noah does. In terms of value for money?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, but obviously the needs are shooting guard and big man. Because obviously there is absolutely zero big men. We have zero shooting guards. And so we have to go over, you know.
The Knicks did sign undrafted free agent Ron Baker from Wichita State.
Well, that's good.
And yeah, it was good. Steve showed me his highlight video. I like the guy. I just don't – I mean, I don't see, you know, how guys like Adam Morrison – who were big on their team, like the small, like Gonzaga's not a small team.
But the difference is he went like fourth overall as opposed to Russ Baker, who went undrafted.
I get it. And there's always that diamond in the rough quality that you find in guys like Draymond Green and Manu Ginobili. Manu went in the second round.
Yeah,
Manu Ginobili.
Kyle Korver. If he can be our Kyle Korver, then that's great. I mean, like the fact is he doesn't have to be a superstar. I mean, he went undrafted.
Yeah,
it's fine.
That's true.
If he finds a role here, which we do need guards and we need people who can shoot.
Yeah.
Especially when you got, you know, and we'll get into this.
We'll
of
get
course,
into
Derek
that.
Rose
we'll
and,
get into that.
And Kristaps Porzingis and all that.
So,
well, someone to
so
feed him
great
out to the 3-point line. Then that's fine. Let him get 6 to 9 points a game. I'm fine with that.
Sure.
You know, as long as he doesn't turn the ball over. And the thing is, I mean, we'll get into it later, but I really like the deal because I don't think Jerry and Grant is going to be anything.
Okay.
So, but we'll
talk about that. So we were talking about
I'm
the
right.
Cavs and the Warriors. Tell us about your travails.
So, okay,
where did you come from?
So I came from Philadelphia this morning, right? So get up early. We were at a Dave Matthews show last night, so nobody cares but me.
I apologize.
Yeah. Great show. So we get up early this morning feeling good. Go back to my car in New Jersey, my father's car. It's a 1923 Model Ford Focus. It won't start because apparently
Model A.
You have to turn the lights off on that car. I have not had a car where you have to turn the lights off since I had a bike.
So the battery's
drained. So me and my buddy Patrick drive to friggin' Walmart. I buy jumper cables, jump the car.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm driving, and I had to get gas because the fuel light comes on. So I call my dad. I'm like, hey, I got like a quarter of a tank left. I'm trying to bullshit him.
Right.
I'm like, what do you think I'll make it? He's like, oh, I don't know. So fuck, I pull over in Bay Ridge to get gas. Get gas in Bay Ridge. Then I get stuck in traffic. Then I'm driving over here by the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what the north side is, it's its own a conglomerate of humanity.
Yeah. I worked there.
It's the Hasidic neighborhood. Is
oh,
that
you
the,
were in the, oh, that's oh, the south side.
South side, south side.
Oh, I don't work there.
So here, so, okay, so I'm driving, and all of a sudden, I get cut off by a school bus, okay? So
it's, and 12 Hasidic Jews are driving
well,
at once.
Well, here's the thing. The school bus runs a red light, stops in the middle of the street, opens the door, and 15 people, adults,
did
get off
the
fucking
school
bus.
Did they put that little
stop
sign out on the side with the lights?
Yeah, but he went through a red light and sat in the middle of traffic. So, whatever. So I drove and, you know, and I'm here.
Yeah, good.
I'm here. I'm sweating. Yeah. But it's good
not
to
as
be
much
here
as Joe.
Not as
but
much
yeah
as Joe.
It's warm.
Did we
what
do the celebrity
do
bowling?
We didn't. He wanted to do Kiss from a Rose by Seal because he's an on-the-nose type of guy.
Yeah, I mean,
you pull no punches.
Yeah, of course. Now, you know what I had to do? I had to put it on YouTube and put it up against the microphone.
My Wi-Fi wasn't working.
Yeah, so.
So here's where we were. We were talking about the Cavaliers and the Warriors.
Man,
and
what a got to be the biggest choke in NBA history.
No, I don't think not NBA history. And I don't think it's a choke. I don't think it's a choke.
Why? Because
the Thunder would be bigger. I think the Thunder choking's bigger. The Thunder had that series wrapped up. I don't think the Warriors necessarily had it wrapped up because the Cavaliers are a better team than the Thunder.
Yeah, but it's 3-1.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, records are meant to be broken. Those deals,
sure,
that's the idea.
Right.
I mean, remember when the Red Sox were down 3-0 and we said, no, no way.
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Linda, how'd that go?
When the Red Sox were down 3-0 to the Yankees?
Oh, yeah.
You feel
yeah
good? Good for you. Yeah. Have a good time. Yeah. Anyhow.
I was looking at
Escarola. Yeah. Escarola's good. Anywho. So I was saying that I think the Cavaliers are a future dynasty. I think they're going to go places that people don't realize where they're going. I think once they cut the fat, which is just Kevin Love and Amon Shumpert and Dellavedova.
We were I said that Shumpert got a deal last year.
Yeah, can you check
right?
if Shumpert has a deal?
He's making I said like $8 or $9 million
That's
a year.
That's fucking
a lot of
insane.
Money. A lot of money for Shumpert.
Well, now it's not. It's cap going up so drastically. It's really not a lot of money.
That's why like the people the detractors of the trade for Derrick Rose. It's like you got Robin Lopez for $13 million, which for a big man in the new cap for next year and the year after is ultimately not a lot, because you're going to get big men that are going to get into like $17-18 million a year, and that's like nothing. You know? Yeah.
I guess so. We should dive into the trade.
Yeah, right? we'll get into the trade.
But how about J.R. Smith?
I loved it.
See, Obama told him to put a shirt on.
Yeah, listen,
he signed a deal, a 4-year, $40 million.
That's fucking shit. Nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's before the CBA. So I mean, the Cavaliers could just trade him.
Yeah, and we'll get into apparently we're almost going to get into the trade in a second, but yeah, but the thing that about the celebration of the not just about the shirts and like whatever,
long
it's very
what he
no,
did.
It's very I mean like whatever, I don't care.
Who cares?
It's immature, but the fact is like all of a sudden you get LeBron James, he's going up there with his hat backwards and he's just like f this, fuck that,
yeah,
blah
that
blah, with like 1.3 million people, like it's a little classless. I don't know. I just thought it was a classless. I mean, I get it. You yeah. never won a championship.
How about this? Fuck the Golden State Warriors. Fuck them. Fuck their stupid fans that thought they were going to win. Fuck Steph Curry.
Yeah,
fuck his dumb bitch wife. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
I just think it was.
They're assholes.
I think it was just different just because he never.
Hey, he was
like
probably
that.
Drunk.
That's very much possible.
He's probably drunk.
But it just seems really weird because he doesn't.
It was like in the
you
afternoon.
You have a curse when you're drunk?
Yeah, you've never been.
Well, you're
what are you saying? We've never been drunk in the afternoon?
Yeah. I mean, he was drunk at night. I mean, I'm sure it was just a 72-hour bender that they
yeah,
were
but
on.
Yeah, I expect
we've
that
been
from
drunk by 10 a.m.
But I expect that from J.R. Smith, not LeBron James.
Why?
You're the
champion. You're the champion. You don't think Tom Brady ever cursed?
No, probably not.
Oh,
no.
Please.
I don't think so.
Oh,
he's
and Gronkowski. You know him and Gronkowski went to their white supremacist meetings together.
Gronk's a different scenario.
Yeah, well, I understand that. All right, let's get to the trade.
Yeah, I mean.
Derrick Rose, Justin Holliday, and a second-round pick for Robin Lopez, Jerrion Grant, and Jose Calderon.
Wow. Great trade.
What a fleece. I mean, that's a fleece. And listen, I'm a pessimistic Knicks fan. And
you're just a pessimist in general.
In general, but I happen to be a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
And I never think they're going to be good. And here's why I'm going to tell you that the Knicks are going to finish in the top five in the East. Top five. Mm-hmm. The bottom of the East is very, very bad. 6, 7, and 8 are very, very bad. Mm-hmm. And it's a toss-up the last 5 years for 6, 7, and 8.
Right.
The Knicks now have a defined big three. And all these Knicks fans who come into my work and tell me, oh, Derrick Rose this and Derrick Rose is not healthy. It's a bad trade. It's a bad. What's the bad? You wanted Phil Jackson to make a giant move, and here it is.
Right.
Here's your giant move. See if it works out. And if it doesn't work out, you only got him for 1 year. You don't have to pay him. It's a great move.
But here's where I'll play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Let's say he gets back to all-star status.
Yeah.
28 assists a game, something like that. Maybe like, you know, maybe like 1.5 steals a game. Now what do you do?
That's the problem.
Because then it's like.
Scary.
Because then he's 28, going to be 29. He's still sort of young, but let's say he missed 30 games. You know, let's say we get into the second round. Like, obviously, if we win a championship, I guess you sign him. But, like, it's
what?
In that, you know.
Of course you do.
Of course.
You sign him that night.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you sign.
You get to the playoffs, you sign him, Steve.
Exactly.
You have to.
Well, but then ACL again. And then all of a sudden, we're left.
That's really looking too forward.
I mean, you're always
risking
injury.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Devil's advocate for 720 days from now. I'm talking about this season. If you'll see this season. Like I said, basketball to me, 30 games, you'll know.
Yeah.
You'll know in 30 games. I mean, yes, a freak injury happens. I understand
that.
Well,
and last week we talked about how in Game 7, we'd know right away who was going to win that game.
Yes.
Early on.
And we didn't.
We didn't.
Nope.
We didn't.
I said it was going to be low scoring, though.
You did. You had the you were close on the score.
106-98, I think I said.
Yeah, 106-98.
But to me, what did that game in for the most part was the persistence of LeBron James.
No, for sure.
LeBron James' persistence.
No, he played out of his mind. He played out of his
absolute mind. It has to be one of the greatest finals performances ever.
Yeah, one of his, at least. So.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen in my lifetime, I would say it's up there with the Kobe finals against the Sixers.
I'm no LeBron James, huge fan of his, right?
No.
The guy's very talented.
Yeah.
Getting
I don't like him as a person.
No, I don't
know.
Is that LeBron?
No, it's probably my dad.
It's a phone call.
It's nothing without a Ron Bond special.
That's right.
Go.
Steve.
Go.
Steve.
Yes, Ronnie.
I love you, Steve. I love you.
Yeah.
I want you to know that.
I love you too, Ronnie.
You are one of the great raconteurs of radio.
Yes.
Because only you can play devil's advocate when there's no advocate to even talk.
It's an hour-long show, Ronnie. I have to...
We all agree. About something.
We all agree on the point. I'm just trying to make some banter here. Because I'm a raconteur, as you said.
I know. And I'm going to help you with that banter because I have a lot of things to say.
Please.
Okay? Number one, you don't get off a plane without your shirt and act like a fool. Okay?
You and I agree on that, buddy.
Come on. It's just,
Joe is on the other end of that.
And let me tell you something about LeBron James. He is one of the greatest talents in basketball. No doubt. But have a little class. You know, I don't care if you're on a 72-hour bingo or whatever. You know,
you and I are in agreement on this, Ron.
We all know what he is, okay?
Let me.
We all know.
You need to call in later about the Mets. There's a lot of Mets talk.
I want to talk about that. I'll call in later.
Wait. Let me tell you about LeBron James, okay?
He's great.
Yeah, no. You win a championship. You win a championship in any major sport. You have that pressure that he had on him, heaped on his back. If he would have lost this finals, people would have ridiculed him for life.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm telling you right now. LeBron James had the entire pressure of the world on his back, and he came up bigger than a guy who signed all his billion-dollar deals this year. The greatest shooter of all time. We anointed him in his seventh year, the greatest basketball player we've ever seen. Steph Curry is no better than white chocolate, Jason Williams.
He's not even in the top 15 point guards. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
May I say?
You didn't really watch. You didn't watch Game 7, is what you told me. You watched the last 3 minutes of it. Okay.
You watched the important part.
And what I'm going to tell you now is that if you tell me anything about LeBron James with his shirt off, or J.R. Smith with his shirt off, and LeBron James cursing, who gives a fuck? He just won the NBA championship.
I don't give a fuck that every other word out of his mouth is fuck. I don't care. It just shows the type of person he is. That's all. I don't
every
give a
other
shit.
Word out of your
He's
mouth is fuck.
Champ.
See you soon.
Call in later, Ronnie.
Yeah, we gotta get to the Mets later.
Yeah. So back to
So what I was saying about LeBron was, I feel the same way Ronnie does. I think most people do, right? But even I had to stand up in my living room after that block. That was incredible. You got to give him
he flew from like 25 feet away.
Well, that's what you're saying about persistency, right? Being persistent. I mean,
he
that
just
was
moving.
He was
just he was all over the court.
Yeah,
he was a pit bull.
As J.R. Smith was about to let him get a layup right there.
Yeah, J.R. Smith is just standing there. Listen, and I hate J.R. Smith, but as a Knick, the good times were really good.
Oh, absolutely.
The bad times are the worst.
Those 80 games were great.
The bad times are the worst. Though.
Out of the 300 games he's played for us. But anyway, so in terms of the trade, and I hinted at this before, it was I don't think Jerry and Grant's going to work, and that, you know, because they're like, oh, it's only been a year. But the fact is he went to college for 4 years. So if you go to college for 4 years and you come out, you should be mostly ready, right?
Yeah.
Like there's not, you shouldn't be trying to figure out more stuff. And Phil Jackson said it in his presser, he's looking for aggressive, decisive point guards, which is not what he was.
Okay.
But
let's get real with the speed of the game, whether it be college football, the minor leagues, or college to NBA, it's totally different. The speed of the game is I think you need a year in any sport, and then you see. The first half of the second year is really your rookie year to me.
But here's the thing.
Especially as a point guard.
Maybe, but I mean...
We don't have the time.
Kristaps.
We also don't have
the time. We knew, like, by game 10, we were like, oh, right. He's obviously not there yet, but holy shit.
Melo's window was closed, and somebody with a crowbar came and trying to pry it open again.
A big Latvian man.
Yeah, a Latvian guy, and a guy that... Derrick Rose wants to be here.
Which
was the thing. I watched his entire press conference. I watched it all.
Mm-hmm.
The man wants to play here. He knew Chicago was a tire fire. He understands that.
Well, I like what he said. I don't know why they traded me, but if someone say thank you.
Yeah.
Obviously, some shit went down in the back.
Chicago's
back
hitting reset.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're hitting reset.
Jimmy Butler won't be there next year.
I don't think.
No, nah, I think they're going
to
move him.
But I think the move was to Minnesota, and it fell through.
He's going to go to Miami. Mm.
Who?
Jimmy Butler.
For what do you get back? Dang and Dragic?
Could be. Is that enough? That's probably not enough.
It's not enough.
Yeah, but the thing
gotta
is,
get Whiteside.
He is the star in the Chicago.
Yeah, but
so,
you said they're hitting reset. So
I think they are hitting reset.
They're trying to. But
I think we asked for Tony Snell as well and didn't get it. We just said
that's
okay.
Fine. I mean, he's a.
I
he's
like
a,
Tony Snell.
I mean, he's a marginal player.
Didn't we waive Tony Rotanen?
We waived him the second after the trade.
That's because incredible. Think about it. Like 2 weeks ago, we were like, I'm excited about Tony Roten. Yeah. I think he's got something left in the tank.
Well, I think we waived
him. He's only 23 or 24.
Yeah. We waived him because he probably was under the assumption he was going to start. And, sure. You know, and we were going to let him start until we got that deal done. And we're like, all right, I know we promised you this. We can't deliver, but we'll let you go to wherever you want.
Well, we got him off the scrap heap, right?
Yeah.
But
also, I would have liked to have seen him as a sixth man. That would have been nice.
I agree.
Well, he was a sixth man.
I know, and as a sixth man. Yeah. I think for the Knicks, having Roten and Holiday back-to-back, that would be fucking great in terms of shooting. Justin Holiday's a nice shooter.
Yeah,
he can hit he'll give you 8 a night, 9 a night in that area.
Yeah, I mean, but he was a throw-in, and because we needed to sort of match salaries and things of that nature, because the very fact that Calderon is gone is well worth the trade
very
itself.
Happy. Yeah, I was
because
very happy.
You freed up $8 million next year.
Yeah,
and that's huge, especially if we're trying to if we decide to go all in on Westbrook.
Yeah,
if we decide to do that,
I don't think they are.
I mean, because then you got Derrick Rose.
Not if you get Kevin Durant this year.
That ain't happening.
Listen, Knicks fans.
That ain't happening.
I'm so tired of it. I mean, who doesn't want that to happen?
Right.
But it's not going to happen.
No.
I think the trade that OKC made on draft night says, listen, Kevin, you
got
to stay here with us.
Yeah, of course.
Because Victor Oladipo is the perfect swingman for them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's maybe the best pick and roll defender in basketball.
Yeah, he's very athletic.
Very athletic.
And he's a better shooter than Roberson.
He just came out of a really weak draft class, and the Magic thought, hey, this guy is going to be a star. And he's not a star. He's just a very, very solid basketball player. He'll give you 15-7 a night.
Right.
And that's what you want with Westbrook and Durant. And I forget who made this point. Victor Oladipo doesn't even have to be the third best player on that team. Let Steven Adams be the third best player on that team.
Right.
And let Victor Oladipo be the fourth best player on that team. And then they're fine.
Yeah, I think Kevin Durant is just doing his due diligence on the free agency. But I think he might have already made up his mind.
Oh, he's going to go. I think he's staying.
Of course.
I think he's staying. Right. I think it'll be a 2-year deal with an opt-out after the first year.
I think he'll sign a 1-year deal.
Well, yeah, that's what it's what he's going to do.
Well, yeah, but, 1 year with an opt-out, a player option opt-out. But I think that the Thunder are going to be formidable next year. I really believe that. They get one more piece on the bench, another big man. I mean, because after Steven Adams, Enes Kanter, trade him.
He's a bum.
Trade him. You got a big man. How about Festus Ezeli on the Thunder?
Yeah, they can bring him over.
I think Ezeli's contract's up.
I think so,
yeah. Bring him over.
Festus Ezeli.
Great
That's
name.
A great name. And I lost some money on that guy once in FanDuel.
Oh, yeah?
I asked you who to take. You told me to take Festus Ezeli. The guy scored -6 points.
Yeah,
94 turnovers.
You know what? Sometimes you got to be the best team in the world for a reason.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's get to the best team in Queens right now.
Yeah.
New York Mets.
Yeah, of course.
Jose Reyes is back.
Yes, sir. And Nimmo is
And Nimmo's up. I picked him up today on my fantasy team. Picked up Nimmo just because.
I think his debut is today.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
too.
You know what was fascinating? Yesterday, Conforto said, I'm not leaving until I talk to the media.
Mm-hmm.
So he purposely waited.
Which
he
is
wanted,
great.
He didn't want to hide from the media.
Which is great.
And I watched it, and it was, he's lost.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm lost. And he even looks, even in the interview, he looks lost.
Yeah.
But then you realize he was in friggin' what, AA last year?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was from Binghamton.
Yeah, so
and
it's a good move.
Listen,
Nimmo's batting seventh.
Nimmo's batting seventh today?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Kelly Johnson's first.
Kelly Johnson's hitting leadoff?
Yeah, he's leadoff, yeah.
Why?
Because the only guy
Wait,
who's
read the lineup.
Kelly Johnson, Matt Reynolds, Yonis Cespedes, Neil Walker, James Loney, Wilmer Flores, Nimmo, Rene Rivera.
Boy. It's going to be one of those any given Sunday.
Oh, yeah, but Lord. I mean... The
Did you say Cespedes? Cespedes in there.
Yeah, he's third.
All right, as long as he's in there.
I mean,
it's amazing when he's not in there how bad your lineup sounds. And when he's in there, you go, oh, okay.
Yeah, but maybe it'll be a little bit different in a week or two once we know. Because Nimmo is hitting 360 in AAA.
It's going to take longer than a week or two. Yeah. It's going to take a month or two.
But I'm just saying, Nimmo's in our lineup. You're like,
but,
you know, you
no,
feel good about it.
No, I feel good about seeing him. I don't feel good about him necessarily being in my lineup.
I agree with you.
What I want to see, though, is what they're going to do with Jose. Because what they do with Jose impacts Matt Reynolds greatly. Matt Reynolds should be
player.
He should be starting.
Yeah.
He's hitting the ball. He fields well. I understand Wilmer's raking right now. I get it. But Matt Reynolds,
he'll fall.
He's raking. He's only hitting like 180. I mean, that just to put in perspective how shitty he's actually been.
No, no, it's better than it's better.
He's better than 180.
It's way better.
He's in the 200s.
Yeah, he's. I think he's up to like 240. He's in that area. But he was hitting like 042.
He was off the interstate, as Keith would say.
So to me, you look at Jose Reyes and. All right, I like Jose. What can I do? You're going to pay him $300,000. I get it. The Rockies are picking up the other $20
million. Sure.
Fine. And that's a move that you feel you need to make right now because clearly David Wright's done. That's it.
Well, and we
have exterminated confirmation.
Yeah.
And that's the source. That's Chris Broussard's brother, as far as I'm concerned.
Would you say his career is exterminated?
Yeah.
I would say
he's... For those that don't know, Joe's exterminator's nephew is David Wright's agent.
Yes.
So we get inside information.
It's real.
Yeah.
Sources tell us.
Unreliable sources. And Lucas Duda, you don't know when he's coming back.
He's done. He's not going to play anymore this year.
I mean, I don't
he's
want
still riding a stationary bike.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Dominic Smith, where's he going? Exactly.
Dominic Smith hit a 3-run bomb yesterday to put the
thing. Yeah, not gonna see. Yeah.
No, not this year. That's the thing. We're talking about like bringing people up and all of that, but like we can't bring everybody up at the same time because then that's just like bad financially for business. But bring Nimmo up, let him be the guy, and then just see what
you still
going.
Need a catcher.
Yeah.
I don't care about Travis d'Arnaud.
Yeah.
He sucks.
He does.
He's pop up machine man. That's all he does.
I've been singing that song for years.
I mean, he can't stay healthy.
No.
And Syndergaard you throw in? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the Syndergaard trade.
I know. Yeah, that was the Syndergaard trade.
Yeah.
It's not the d'Arnaud trade.
D'Arnaud's been traded for aces like 4 or 5 times.
See now.
Halliday, Schilling.
Now, to me, what Travis d'Arnaud is, he's I've said this numerous times to my father, who's probably going to call in again. He's Juan Centeno in a lighter shade. I don't like Travis d'Arnaud.
I think Travis d'Arnaud is a better hitter than Juan Centeno.
I think Juan Centeno's got more home runs this year than Travis d'Arnaud.
He might.
And he's still playing for the Brewers.
Oh, he had a home run off the Mets.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yep.
So, you know your team's bad when Kirk Nieuwenhuis didn't clean up for you.
Yeah.
So, but to me, you need some sort of pickup that says we're trying something here. And yeah, Reyes is. It's not we're desperate for something.
Yeah,
it's not trying something.
Exactly. I don't think we should look at this like an answer, like a savior.
I mean,
but
Mets fans
are
freaking out.
May play the outfield.
That's great. Good.
This is what they're saying.
I mean,
he's athletic enough to play the outfield.
Yeah.
Well,
we need some speed. If you get him on base, put him over a second. Bring a guy in.
Well, yeah, because
we have to stop winning games 2-0 with 2 home runs.
Who leads the Mets in steals?
David Wright.
With 3.
3.
Three.
Thought it was 5.
Curtis got one yesterday. So
Curtis
got
on base yesterday?
He got on base stolen base.
Curtis
has 13 home runs and 25
RBIs.
No, he's got like 16 home runs.
13.
No.
13 home runs, 25 RBIs.
Linda, I thought I saw a 16.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Mets at the moment. They need to make not just a big deal. They need to make a blockbuster deal.
It's not out there, though.
It will be in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I think it'll be out there. As July rolls around, I think it'll be out there.
I stand corrected.
13 home runs?
Yeah.
I think it'll be out there.
Here's the thing. Sandy said this best, and he puts things in perspective. First of all, we were kind of in this boat last year, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of worked out for us. But Sandy said, look, last year I made a bunch of deals, and every single one of them worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
Right? Uribe, Kelly Johnson, out in Cespedes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no saying that if he goes out there and makes another big deal, it's going to work out like it did.
Yeah. But I'm not – okay.
What are you looking for? Like a power bat?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking for – maybe I'm looking for a guy that –
Are you willing to give up another prospect?
I don't know yet.
Especially a hitting one.
Like I said, July is really the month where you get to see what teams are starting to do. Like, I don't ever want to trade in the division. It's a failing prospect all the time. Mm-hmm. But
Except
I want
when you trade Matt Dendecker for Gary Blevins.
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah. And it's cash, right?
Yeah. Yes. I want Ender and Ciarte.
That guy's a scrub.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's a bum.
I don't think so.
What is he hitting? He's hitting
250-something, 260-something.
No home
run.
He's got no home run.
Oh, no, it's also because he's got Nick Markakis hitting in front of him.
Sure.
Who's also...
Terrible.
No needles.
Yeah.
No needles for Markakis this year. So, I mean, something like that, or even getting... a guy that could play through like a Jonathan Scope. Hold on.
This is Ronnie.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
You're on the air.
Let me ask you something. What is the downside of having Jose Reyes on your team?
I didn't say there was one.
Him nothing.
Didn't say there was
no
one.
Downside.
Right.
No, there isn't. It's a great deal.
There's absolutely no downside. Because let me tell you something. If the guy shows anything, and I mean anything, because they got no speed. If David Wright, that means like a wheelchair. A wheelchair is faster than your whole fucking team. Okay? So if you got Jose Reyes with any type of speed and he can hit a little bit, what do you think? Wilmer's going to stay hot for what? Maybe another 2 weeks and then he falls into, you know, pull out the fucking box of Kleenex and thank God we're here? You know? I mean, come on! It's Jose Reyes! You know, if this guy just turns into anything, a notion of what he was, this whole scenario changes.
I mean, if he can hit the ball as much as he can his wife.
Before I make a blockbuster move about trading Zach Wheeler for Carlos Beltran's, left testicle, you know, I would start thinking about, let me observe what Jose Reyes is.
We do need some testicles on this.
He loves Terry Collins. I don't know why. As per lineup every Sunday looks like something I woke up from on your trip for coming home from Philadelphia and I have to throw a fucking lineup in. How in the world do you have Terry Johnson in your lineup and he's leading off? He's your leadoff hitter, and somebody's going to tell me, oh, we can't have Jose Reyes on the team. Hold on there.
Well, Terry he won
Johnson
us the game yesterday, right?
He's your leadoff.
Okay, hold on a sec. You know, this is the radio, so you got to shut up for a second.
Okay.
So, Kelly Johnson won you the game last night, won.
He's not a leadoff hitter. He's a piece of shit.
Okay.
He's not a leadoff hitter.
All right.
He's not a leadoff hitter.
Okay. He's statistically, why don't you just relax a second?
Okay,
all right, okay. And if you're gonna blow your heart out on the air, I mean, I would like to hear it. But anyhow, what I'm telling you is, it's Sunday. It's getaway day. They're going to Washington.
I know how it works.
Oh, do you? Because you're telling me.
Yeah.
Well, he's putting Kelly Johnson at the top of the lineup to try to maximize the number of bats he's going to get, right?
Because yeah.
I guess
you want to know what he's hitting off of Bud Norris? Not that I care, but I looked it up. He's hitting 111 against Bud Norris with 16 ABs. All right? That's a leadoff hitter. I don't care. He can smash the ball. Bud Norris is prime today. Prime for the pruning that Bud Norris is. Okay?
Right. Right.
I agree.
Okay.
You want to load him up with power hitters? Fine. I don't care. Mets could win 12-2 today.
I'm sure they could. They're not going to.
Who's pitching for the Mets? Cologne?
Cologne, Bartolo. Who I also picked up on my fantasy team because I have a lot of problems on my fantasy team. It's really bad. So, Dad, let me ask you this question. If the Mets were to go out and make a trade right now, right? Because you've been hearing Wheeler for Luke Roy. You've been hearing Wheeler all around. Would you trade Wheeler to get a catcher, or would you trade Darno? I know you love you're the president of the Travis Darno fan club, which I really don't understand. You subscribe to his magazine, and I don't get it.
Is that quarterly?
I hate his brother.
That's a quarterly magazine.
His brother sucks.
Chase Darno.
His brother stinks.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, Chase Darno.
Yeah.
Get some names that I can, Chase,
no.
Travis. What are we, fucking opening up Foligno and Bardstown?
Hold on. No, answer my question. Would you trade Travis Darno?
No.
Why?
Because he can hit.
When?
He can hit.
Where?
Look, when you're hitting ace, Terry obviously believes in some stupid way. We have to work his way back. You know, that's why one time this guy was batting third. You realize that, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Ronnie, I actually got some word here.
What do you do? You start from eighth and prove yourself? How did Kelly Johnson become the leader?
Okay.
Ronnie, I got word for you here. Sandy will be in Brooklyn today watching Jose Reyes, so if you want to go down and talk to him yourself about some trades,
you can talk to him. Yeah, if you want to do that, you go talk to him.
Remember when they were going to put on a suit and briefcases and go down and apply to be the Jets GM? Yeah,
I still think that's a great idea.
I do too.
I mean, now that the Jets are good, we got to do it with a team that's like the Liberty.
Well, at least make ESPN.
Yeah.
I think so.
We could try for the Liberty. I mean, isn't Isaiah Thomas their GM?
No, I think he's just like...
No, they wouldn't let him do it.
No, I think he is. He's involved with the Liberty.
I think if you are a GM, I think there's like a no-touching policy. You can't be like a sexual.
I also think if you're a third baseman or a shortstop in baseball, there's no throwing your wife through a glass door policy too. But I guess we overlooked that for
all is forgiven.
Well,
yeah.
Look, do you give this is
Kristen Burnett.
Who?
What are you talking about?
That's some GM for the Liberty.
Wow. Oh, all right. Okay. Who gives a shit?
And Bill Laimbeer is an assistant coach there.
Well, that's good, Billy.
Do you think guys, domestic violence guys, should get a second chance in sports?
No.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, I'm torn.
He lost $7 million for just the half the season.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not worried about the money. I just, you know, he's, I mean, you know,
he did community service. He's
yeah, but look at Ray Rice. Ray Rice apologized so many times. And sincerely, I believe, and he's never gotten a job since.
That's because he's a 28-year-old, 29-year-old running back.
I get it, but you're telling me Ray Rice is not as good as Trent Richardson?
Well, here's the thing, too, though. The Ray Rice thing was on video. So, and that's the way
you're telling me they don't have videos of all this
that's
shit?
That's the way we work as a society, right? It was like, oh, wow, that Ray Rice thing sounds pretty bad.
Aroldis
and then the video came out, and it was like, oh, my God!
I also believe that it shouldn't be dependent on the NBA, the NFL, the MLB, or anybody. It should be our government actually deciding whether they're going to play again.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that.
That's hard.
The actual court system is supposed to be the one protecting.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
But here's what, right?
They walk away with nothing.
With scumbags like Aroldis Chapman, who fired a gun at his wife in his garage.
It was in the air.
He's got bad aim.
Oh, well, he got a gun. Where'd you get a gun from? Everybody's asking that question. Is it a legal gun? Do you have a legal gun, Aroldis Chapman?
Wasn't it the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, you can't get away with anything over there.
They got him on the beach over there.
Yeah.
You buy a home, you get a gun.
Yeah, you get away with everything.
My grandfather has guns.
I don't care. What does that mean? What does that mean to me?
No, everybody's grandfather had a gun.
Here's
what, though. I think if you do beat your significant other, whether you be a man or a woman, look at Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
From Baylor, who went to whatever NBA team she's WNBA team right. she's on, Lynx or whatever, and she beat her wife. Her wife divorces her. Brittany Griner, I think, missed maybe 5 games, and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean. So the standard, it's not a double standard. It's everywhere.
No. Right.
So I think since it is, if it's on video in a casino and you're dragging her out of the elevator.
Yeah, I mean.
That's tough. That's a tough one to get over. I get that. But the idea that we're letting this go in sports, it sucks. I mean, first of all, I don't want Jose Reyes because I didn't like Jose Reyes when he was a Met.
It's crazy.
I never liked
that's
him.
That's crazy.
I thought he was a scumbag. And you knew he was a scumbag. You want to take the money in Miami, scumbag? Good for you. Now your knees are blown up. Good. Good. Play on AstroTurf.
I never get mad at athletes for taking money.
No?
I never do. No.
I do.
I don't.
You know why?
They have one shot in their life. They have 10 or 15 years to make the most amount of money they can.
Jose Reyes would have been here last year.
Yeah.
He would have been here. And if Jose Reyes was the Jose Reyes of...
Of course.
No whatever doubt. He was.
Yeah.
Had a better
shot.
You get
mad at athletes for taking big contracts?
No, absolutely not. I agree with your sentiment.
But yeah. I don't think that we didn't... We had to offer him money. And what was it, $5 million a year less?
Yeah, but look at the career he's gone on to have since he's left. He sucked.
Right.
So Sandy was right.
Sandy was right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
You know? So Sandy made the right choice. The heartstrings of that, you're like, we got to sign him. I think he just won the batting title the year, right? But then he left.
Yeah.
I had three people yesterday come into the store because I was wearing a Mets shirt yesterday and tell me, oh, man. You guys made a big mistake letting go of Daniel Murphy. No, we didn't. You idiot. No, we... Oh,
my God. Is that Daniel Murphy?
Go.
Go. But when you talk about Jose Reyes, like, you know, I understand what he did was disgusting, okay? But you have him now. He's on your team.
Okay.
The thing is that you never liked him, that the guy, he sucked because he didn't take the money. Jay's right. I mean... You get offered money, whatever they did with them, that's in the past. The guy was probably one of the 5 best players in baseball at his peak. Huh? And you got him now.
So no, but Joe has proven this time and time again. He will actively root against people he doesn't like on his teams. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That is just...
I don't understand that.
Me neither.
But that's his prerogative.
I don't care.
But either way, and he loves people. And if you want to go the other way, he will root for people that actually are duty until they die. Like Ray Rice. Ray Rice is a piece of crap.
Ray Rice had nine seasons of 1,000 yards in a row.
Not now.
He hasn't played, you idiot.
Before the incident that when it happened.
All right, he had 942 yards. He had 942. Well, shut up and I'll tell you. He had 942 yards. He had 942 yards with 3.
That sucks. 900 yards in a season. 3.4 yards per carry. Garbage. He's garbage.
Well, his last year before he hit, he was garbage.
I have one other thing to say.
Yeah?
You know that shortstop that used to play for us who broke his leg?
Fernando Martinez.
No.
Now he went to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals...
Ruben Tejada.
Yeah.
You remember how much in love you are with that guy?
Still in love with him.
Yeah, he sucked.
I know. He's crap.
Okay.
He's total crap. You know the guy run back to third base? Remember that play, Jay, when he ran back to third base?
Oh, yeah.
And he overran third base going back? You remember that play?
Yeah, I do. He's awful. He's not in baseball.
That's the guy you're in love with.
He's not even on the Cardinals anymore.
Guy.
They cut him.
No,
I don't even know where he is.
I know. He's on the Ike Davis Express train back to fucking wherever he's going.
Ike Davis is a Yankee.
Ike Davis is like that cartoon character with the valise with all the stickers of all the places he's been to. That's coming with your guy.
Okay.
All
right. Well, if we're gonna go that way.
No.
I mean, if we're gonna go that way, you look
Jay,
at
you.
You no. Shut up. Shut up. If you look
Jay,
at Travis Darno,
no,
if you
shut up. I'm not.
Well,
if you look at Travis Darno. Travis Darno has struck out three or more times this year, more than any other player in baseball.
No?
No.
Because he's only played in six games.
That's fine. And a guy can't... That's all you need to know as a catcher. If you can't bend down, you can't be a catcher.
I'm not a Travis Darno fan, but I do...
I hate him.
I do think he's a good hitter. I do. I just don't want him because he's wildly inconsistent and will not stay healthy.
I hate him.
So... I don't hate Travis Darno, but I'm not thrilled with having him. So,
and what you said about me rooting against players on my own team, yeah, I root against them when they blow. I root against them when they steal my World Series from me. Yeah. That's when I root against them. Okay, everybody wants to tell me, well, Daniel Murphy hit 8 home runs in the postseason to get you there, and then hit 100 in the World Series.
But you can't tell me that you wouldn't want Daniel Murphy on your team right
now. I don't.
That's crazy.
I don't want him.
He plays
third
base.
Turncoat. He's a turncoat asshole. I don't want him near me. I don't want him near my team.
So
Neil Walker is a better second baseman.
I agreed. I'm not, but I said third base.
At third base?
Put Daniel Murphy at third base.
No.
This guy's hitting 400.
Have Matt Reynolds. Why'd you bring him up? What are you, to sit on the bench?
I guess.
I mean, you don't play the guy. You're big into Alejandro D'Aza these days. How about that guy?
Well,
John Mayberry Jr. and Eric Young Jr. rolled into one makes Alejandro D'Aza.
But he's making crazy money, D'Aza. He's making like $8 or $9 million.
Yeah. I would DFA his ass with $50 on his back.
That means designate for assignment in case you think you're about to fuck somebody's ass.
No. I would double fuck him.
You double fuck his ass.
Is Doreen listening?
She is.
I apologize for my language.
Doreen, you've been double fucked before. Come on, Doreen.
You
want
to drop from number two to number four? Is that what you want to do?
You're obliterating our fan base.
That's what Doreen says to Eamon. Do you want to drop from number two to number four? Eamon, I love you. Sorry about Northern Ireland, Eamon.
Actually, my mom, I went over her house a little bit earlier today, and she said that like my dad and specifically my Irish family over there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm getting arrested.
You have to give him a fucking ice cream cone.
Yeah, give him an ice cream cone. That's what he said. Give him an ice cream cone.
I don't even know what that means.
He was saying...
Ronnie's getting DFA'd over at the house.
He's done.
I just wanted to point out right before I make the other point. I said that the Mets would gain on the Nationals last week.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's
what are we, two out? Three?
We're two out.
Two.
We're two
well, the
out.
Nationals are mired in an 8-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Well,
last Michael A. Taylor did not help.
Oh, man, did you see that?
Struck out five times.
The platinum sombrero and made the error to lose the game.
Is that, was that guy's when the ball was hit? Like, was it Puig?
Who hit the ball.
Hit a single.
Yeah, yeah. And it went under his glove.
Yeah, it was under his between his legs.
See, that's a guy I would want. Puig. No, Puig.
Oh,
like, no.
He says
Michael Taylor
is
going to be a fine baseball player, though. Michael Taylor's going to be fine.
I disagree. I think I don't see what every you love that guy.
I do like that guy.
I don't get it.
You know, Puig, he missed the stop sign at third.
Yeah.
He just kept going.
Well, he's a horse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Once he goes, he goes, and that's it. And that's what you see. Puig, I want so terribly. Like, I would trade a lot.
But he hasn't turned into, like, a star. Like,
it's
going to
happen.
I thought he was going to be.
It's
going to
happen.
He's like, one of those mercurial guys. Like, you don't know if he's an all-star.
Well, that's how they felt
like
about Cespedes at the beginning.
It's true.
It's going to happen.
But he has he's had much better numbers than Puig.
No. Okay.
So, but I'm saying, like, at least he's leading the league in all-star votes for the outfield. So, you know, the jury is in on him.
If you go back to Don Mattingly's baseball, as I like to call it, how to not manage baseball.
He's awful.
I mean, the guy must have had 55 lineups last year. I mean, when you have Scott Van Slyke hitting in front of you, and then you have Justin Turner hitting in front of you, and then you have Jock Peterson hitting in front of you, and you have Ezekiel Carrera hitting in front of you. I mean, you got to set the lineup. And that's why we're losing, too. And we're injured. We're complete. And people that don't want to see that we're injured.
Every game,
and
we people, get one injury.
And Met fans are saying this is all Terry Collins' fault. And I've been reading, like, Mets blogs, people saying, oh, we should blow this team up and start over. You're two games out of the division. Yeah. You need to make one move and you're straight.
But not only, but you know what? Maybe they don't even need to make a move. If the
guys
stay healthy. The guys
coming back, staying healthy, yeah.
So, but you know, it's.
But it could be smaller moves.
How much did you guys love Tear going off the other day on Jay Horowitz?
I didn't. I mean, I love Jay Horowitz.
Yeah, no,
though.
I do too. But it's.
He's a puppy dog.
But I like to see Terry.
Terry's
I like
mad.
To see that. You know? The puppy dog wants me to. Like, that's great.
But then he had to apologize.
He should have. He should have.
Jay Horowitz has been with the team since 9 AD. Jay Horowitz is the Mets.
Look, Terry's frustrated.
We're all frustrated, Terry.
And they're going to give Familia a breather, and Reed is probably also not going to play today. So your closer would be Hansel Robles or Eric Goodell?
Eric Goodell. Yeah. Ugh. I know the Sonnenblick
Bart,
home
please
does not
give us
like,
8 innings.
The Sonnenblick house does not like Hansel Robles.
No, wait a minute. I don't like Hansel Robles in certain situations.
Oh.
I like him as a long reliever. He can go 4 innings when nobody's on base.
Yeah. Well, you had to do that in the last Bart start.
Yeah, but you put him in when the bases are loaded with a 2-1 count. You know, you're gonna lose. It's just the way. It's not. He's not a situational pitcher.
You can't play him every day.
Yes.
Well, he was a starter.
Yes.
So you know he's not built to come in in those situations.
He's not a situational pitcher. That's the way it works.
But Linda,
where is Edgen?
Can you look up? Oh, he's rehabbing. Can you look up who isn't rehabbing on this fucking team? Can you look up Robles' career numbers?
I actually looked at it recently. Yeah,
they're
ERA
good numbers.
Under 4.
They're good numbers.
Yeah, he's got good numbers.
Numbers.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
Euro Cup.
Yeah, I was gonna jump. Let's go to the Euros. Boy, Portugal, a disappointment. Oh my.
Oh,
God.
I knew Ansel Robles would get him going.
Come on.
Well, no.
But going to the Euros, come on.
Well, why he brought him in those times was to build up his character, you know, with the bases loaded, you know, nobody out. He'll bring him in with the bases loaded. This way he can blow 3 games to build up his character, and then when he straightens his whole life out, he can save you maybe 1 or 2.
Thank you. So, okay, I don't want to – listen, we got to talk about the Euros. I'm not talking about the Mets right now, all right? So Northern Ireland loses
lost,
to Wales on an own goal, which was listen, it happens. McGeady, he tried something. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
Portugal just squeaked by Croatia.
That was such a boring game.
Squeaked by. Ronaldo, he's been kind of – in and out.
Yeah,
the Euros.
But he is an asshole. Did you guys hear he took a reporter's microphone and threw it the other day?
Yeah.
He didn't like the question.
Don't you understand what soccer is, though?
Oh, for
you throw microphones.
Sure.
You spit at people. But you hate others.
Soccer is also...
If you're Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you kick your teammate in the head on the sidelines. Yeah.
But soccer is also about, like, if a fan goes onto the field...
You
like
take
all
a
of
selfie.
Sudden, all of a sudden, Cristiano Ronaldo will just like, hey, security, like, back off. I
give
got
him a
this.
Hug. Yeah. Take
then,
a selfie.
Know, so it's sort of like...
It's a give and take.
It's like they love their fans, and they hate the media that criticizes them.
Yeah.
but that's just fine. You
well,
should
criticize them harshly.
Yes.
So what? Yeah, of course.
So
you're the best player. You're one of the best players in the world. You know, of course, you're gonna hear it.
So Colin Cowherd made an interesting point the other day about why U.S. soccer isn't
good.
We don't criticize our players. He's like, what are the two sports we're best at? Basketball and football. Why? Because we rip into these guys. Yep. And it's just an interesting theory. Like, maybe we do like pussy athletes, you know.
But you also have the wrong manager there. That guy's a moron, and he's going to Southampton.
Or as Joe puts it, minor league soccer.
Yeah. Did you hear about this? He's going to be the Southampton's next manager.
I did not see
Klinsmann.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep. They're talking contracts this week.
Interesting. He's still going to be with the U.S., though, right?
No, I don't think so.
He's still around.
I think he'd leave.
For national play, he's still going to stay.
Really?
I think so.
For the Olympics as well?
No.
I thought he'd leave.
Yeah.
I mean,
the U.S. team is.
You got to give that job to Landon Donovan.
Eventually. Sure.
Right.
But they played well.
Donovan had such a smirk going on.
Yeah, because he didn't pick him for the last World Cup, right?
So tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying.
Sadly, I work.
So do I. I'm trying to figure something out.
I can't. I tried.
Trying to figure something out.
Italy. Forza Azzurri.
Yeah, Italy didn't need to beat Ireland.
No.
It was, you know,
hey, they phoned that game
they
in.
Did.
That's
well,
okay.
Nobody played.
Yeah.
That's okay. But still, I don't like to see them lose.
Yeah.
But Buffon didn't play. He was sick, apparently.
Yeah.
But,
I think they're going to beat Spain. I think it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great game. It's either going to go this way. Spain's either going to whoop us 4-1.
Yeah.
Or we're going to dig into them, score a goal in the 85th, 86th minute, and beat them.
Nobody's going to beat Italy 4-1. That's not going to happen.
It's going to be, yeah, it's hard.
It's
nobody scored two goals on Italy this whole deal.
Yeah. Ireland was the first one to score on them.
Yep.
So.
I mean, Italy's keeping clean sheets mainly because of Buffon.
Because, did you just fart?
No.
Oh.
Buffon. I mean, Buffon is God.
He made a Buffon.
Yeah.
I made a Gigi.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching Buffon.
Buffon is God.
He's God. And also, I mean, just the Italy's defense is insane. Nobody gets anything.
I think it's going to be Italy and Germany in the final. I do believe that.
And then
what?
That might be rough.
That'll be rough. Yeah. Those are the two teams I picked from the outright because I think Germany's just too good.
You don't think France is
they're fraudulent. I don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they're fraudulent.
Whatever.
I mean, who are their strikers? Really, who are their strikers? Matuidi? Paul Pogba is non-existent in this Euros.
As of right now.
But
you know how soccer works. You can turn it on one game and
they
go
have a great
nuts.
Goalie, Steve Mandana, I think his name is. I forget his name, but he's fucking really, really great.
What about England?
I don't believe in that team.
No, I don't believe
that is just a mistake. I mean, Joe Hart just cost them the group.
Yep.
He cost them the group. Why isn't Wayne Rooney finishing games? Why isn't Harry Kane starting games? Why is Jamie Vardy not starting games? There are so many questions to England right now that no one can answer.
Wait, they've started games?
No, Kane started the first one,
yeah.
And then Vardy started the second one, and neither of them, it was Sterling and Sturridge in the third one.
Oh, okay.
See, Raheem Sterling needs to go for England.
God, one of the most athletic guys in that field.
Doesn't get it.
Fast as shit.
Doesn't get it in his brain, and that's okay. He gets it with club football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. Some guys don't. It's so funny that they can't translate to country football.
Yeah.
But their club stuff is amazing.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes left.
If I were a betting man.
All right, start you guys.
I think if I were a betting man, I believe the Mets will take the division over by next week.
Okay.
Aren't you guys playing the Nationals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Which is, you know.
So you're saying the Mets are going to sweep the Nats?
If not sweep, win most of the games.
Well, then they would be tied.
By two.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it's a two-game series or three-game
series?
Three. So they'd be up by one.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think they'd overtake it. And I think Cologne gets smacked today, though.
I hope not.
All right. If I were a betting man, I hate to say this, Mets fans, Mets going to get swept by the Nets.
If I were a betting man, Jose Reyes goes 0-4 in his debut with the Brooklyn Cyclones. This has been Point of Order.
Arriba!
See you next
Jay
week.
Jay Bogdan.
Yeah,
Stephen McGrath.
Adios.
Linda Peralta.
Vaya con Dios.
We're going. We're leaving. We're going.
Sorry, Doreen.
Happy Pride, everybody.
My mom said she's going to kill you.
Good. I love her. Well, she doesn't DFA me.